Wildfire Concepts presents Seven Figure Furnace, digital marketing discussions with internet made millionaires, with your host, Cindy Donovan.
In this episode number 22, I speak with Delilah Taylor, who is a wife, a mother of four, and also works from home managing product launches for info products, digital products, software, and plugins in the internet marketing space. She helps product creators to get more affiliates to promote their offers. During this episode, Delilah will discuss how JV or joint venture partnerships work in the affiliate marketing marketplace, the sources that she uses to expand your search for top-level affiliates to support your product releases, and how to build relationships with those affiliates to ensure that their support actually counts when you go live with your product launch. Hi, Delilah. It is fantastic to have you here on the show. For these guys who don't know about you and I haven't quite met you or bumped into you on Facebook or Skype, who is Delilah Taylor?
Oh, thank you, Cindy. I'm so honored to be here. You don't know how much I've seen you over this time being that I've been in internet marketing, and I was like so thrilled when you asked me to do this. As far as me, my name is Delilah Taylor. I live in the States, and I do JV management. So product launchers, whether it be info products, digital products, softwares, plugins, I help them find affiliates to promote their offers for them, to get targeted traffic to bring in sales.
Excellent. That is great. So how long have you been doing this?
Right at a year now. I've been doing JV management right at a year.
Mm-hmm. And what made you go, actually, I think I'll start doing JV management?
You know, it's kind of funny. I actually started out doing products myself.
Yep.
And that was my very first product came out November of 2014. Mm-hmm. And I was one of those really struggling people. And so I had a couple of products. And right about that time, after I had out my first couple of products, Marketing Mayhem came about, which was a huge event, 2015, and it was in San Diego, which I'm in the States, and San Diego, I'm on the East Coast, and San Diego is on the West Coast, and I was still broke. I was still learning how to do this. So I was one of the people that did not get to go. I had to stay home. I literally could not afford to go. Yeah. But a couple of very good friends of mine were at Marketing Mayhem, and they were launching a product while they were at Marketing Mayhem. So I was at home, and they're like, they were like really busy. They're like, because they were actually working at Marketing Mayhem. They're like, can you please? We will pay you. Just do some of this for us. So I actually was at home during Marketing Mayhem and started doing their promotion for them. And from there, it just took off. It was crazy how many people started contacting me going, hey, do you do JV management? Mm-hmm. So that's how it really all started.
Yeah. Well, there really is a need for good quality JV, like JV people.
Yeah. And that was what was so weird, because apparently it was this whole niche within the niche that just nobody had found. I was overrun all of a sudden. It was wild. But I love it. It works out well for me because I like to talk to people. So,
well, yeah. So tell me, when it comes to doing a launch, what is your sequence? How do you actually get started? You need a JV page, right? So
right.
Maybe let's talk about the anatomy of a JV page. What should a JV page have?
At the top, you want to always have, you know, whatever it is that the JVs want.
Yeah.
A JV page, in essence, is a sales page, but you're selling to the JVs. You're not selling them the product, but you're selling them on the idea of why they want to be a JV for you.
Can you pause just for 2 seconds? What I just realized is we haven't even really mentioned what JVs are and, and what a launch is. Maybe we should do that first.
Sure.
Did you want to just briefly explain product launches and...
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. A JV literally means joint venture partner, which in most instances means a person that is partnering with you on a launch and they put in something as far as help creating it and whatnot. But most people in IM world use the acronym JV as for affiliate, which means that it's a commissioned salesperson. They didn't have anything to do with creation or anything else, but they're a commissioned salesperson. I guess mainly because JV is easier to spell and it's a heck of a lot easier to say.
Exactly.
and it fits better on a page. And it,
right.
So that's JV. And a launch is after you've created a product, whether it be informational, software, plugin, whatever, and you want to put it out to the world. You always want that build up that gets people excited, lets them know, hey, this is coming and it's coming on this day. Just like the movies or anything else, you know, when a big movie is coming out, you don't hear about it the day that it comes out at the theater. You start hearing about it a month before because they want to really build up that excitement.
You start seeing trailers. You start seeing, right.
Exactly. So that's a product launch.
Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry, guys. We just get so carried away.
Yes.
So then what you know, as product launches, we put up a JV page and we tell affiliates to come and sign up. So tell us, let's go back to what we were talking about just before. A JV page has what on it? Why don't you tell us that?
A JV page would tell the affiliates why they want to promote for you, what they're going to get out of it, why it's going to sell to their people, whoever they're promoting it to. Because the whole point is they want to make commissions. If you're sending out a product that nobody wants, you don't, the JVs don't want it, right. Obviously. So you want to have on there generally a brief video that's telling them why they want to promote it, what they're going to get out of it, if there's any sales contest, what their commissions are going to be, how quickly they're going to get paid on it, those quick things. And then down through the page, you're going to give them information about what all is in the product. Does it have any bonuses in it? Are there any upsells? Are they going to have a chance to make even additional money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, items like that, and how to contact you. You know, how to stay informed about the launch. So there'll be information there for them to put in their email. Where to go get their JV link, because every product launch has to be on a sales platform. And there's multiple sales platforms out there. So you'll connect that get your JV link here to your sales platform.
Right. And you want to make it really clear. So, I mean, you want to have a video so that affiliates can connect with you. You want to have an opt-in form so that you can follow up. You want to have very clear dates and like times of when it's going to launch, bonuses if you're doing it, JV prizes, and just some way to go and get their affiliate link. I'm thinking?
Is that, yes.
Yep. So once you get people on the link, do you do a lot of follow-up? How do you follow up with affiliates, or do you just automate it all through the system, or do you do like one-on-one connection? What's your way of doing it?
I actually do both.
Yep.
For me, relationships are huge.
Mm-hmm.
You can email people all day long. And they may or may not get it. But if you have that personal connection, I do a lot through Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. I get to know these affiliates individually.
Yeah.
You know, and little things, you know, what's going on in their life and whatever they've got going on, they become my friends.
Absolutely.
You know, they truly do. And then Skype is also a huge one. So yes, I do regular follow-ups, because a lot of times they'll get their JV link and the product launch may not be for 3-4 weeks out.
Mm-hmm.
So you still got to keep it fresh on their mind, you know, and let them know of any updates, because there are things that happen. You know, from time to time, you know, hey, is it, we got to move it back 12 hours, or, you know, our email broke, but we're fixing it. It's okay.
Right.
You know, things go wrong. You want to make sure that they're aware of that. Sometimes you'll run an extra bonus. Sometimes you'll start the launch off a day or two ahead of time for a couple of JVs, just so you can get the pre-launch and conversion rates. Do specials for them. There's all sorts of things that you can do, but you want to have that excitement and that build up with the JVs even before you ever even get to the product launch itself.
Something that you were talking about before we actually got on this call was that when you're doing a product launch, you're basically running two launches. You're running like the launch, obviously, for the customers because you want to sell it, but you're running a separate launch because affiliates aren't really going to get behind the product unless they really believe in it. And they believe it's something that first their list is going to want to go and see, and it's going to benefit their list, but also that it's going to make them money. And so you, and something that they can get excited about and behind. So I just wanted to throw that in there because I think some people forget, they tack on a JV launch like it's just tacked on. It's something that you do because you're supposed to do, and you just throw a link up there and, you know, affiliates will magically come, but they won't. They need to be like excited about it, and they need to believe in your product and connect with you. So when you talk about relationships, it's something that a lot of people really underestimate, I think.
Absolutely. Mm. And Wayne, one of my favorite things to do, and I do this with every single launch, and I suggest that everybody do it. I will start a Google Doc sheet.
Okay.
And down one side, I'll have a list of every person that I want to speak with. Mm-hmm. And then beside that, whether I've contacted them or not contacted them yet, you know, when I talk to them, notes on what we talked about.
Yeah.
Did they get their JV link? Do they need they want follow up? Do they want a review access? Is there something special that they want to go with it? And so every time I talk with somebody, I can go back and forth between that sheet and know exactly
where you're at. I used to do that, and I've recently changed over. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. There's a platform called Twilio, and it lets you actually create groups, and you create little files for each person, and then you can drag it into a group. So if you've connected, like you've made your first connection, you can just drag it and drop it into this group, and then you can update it, add notes. So it's basically like using Google Docs, but prettier, and you get to like drag and drop and put notes, and you can add files and all that sort of stuff to it. So I don't know if that helps, but you might want to.
It does. I will look at that. Thank you. Wow, learn some new. That's awesome.
I learned about that when I was doing a launch with this is what happened. So anyway, Jay and I, we launched a product together, and he introduced me to the platform. And it's really good. It's really straightforward, easy to use, and it's free. So there's an added bonus.
Even better. Right.
Yeah. Oh, great. You do a lot of connections. Do you do any, I know on Skype, there's a lot of like broadcasting you can do at Facebook groups. There's a lot of those kinds of things. Do you do that? And if so, how do you schedule it? Like, what is your sequencing for that?
I do the Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them. Normally, I will start out with a video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Facebook lets you do video now. Those things are awesome.
Yeah.
They're very eye-grabbing if you do it right. So I will go through the JV groups in Facebook, and I'll start out with a video, and it's usually a week, 2 weeks before the launch.
Mm-hmm.
And then normally I'll update it at 5 days, 3 days, sometimes 24 hours. And then obviously, normally I'll wait till after we're about a couple of hours in after live. So that way, especially I can put up stats, because some conversion rates and things like that are great for pulling in last minute JVs. There's some people who won't join until it's already been running for a few hours or a day, because they want to make sure that it's actually converting before they'll actually jump on. So I like to have that in there.
Mm, yep. Is there anything else that you do to drive traffic? Do you do email follow-ups, or what's your...
Yes. Yep. Yes. I also do email follow-ups regularly. The email sequences, normally I'll start at we'll do the save the date launch. Obviously, hey, this is coming, you know, and then one or two in between. And then about 4 days out, 48 hours out prior to launch, 24 hours before launch, and then an hour before launch, and then when we go live at launch.
Okay.
And then it even continues, because a lot of people think, oh, we've launched. that's not it. You've still got to keep going. There's still more.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're running a competition and that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. And you want to keep people, you know, excited about it and sending traffic. Yeah. I just, yeah.
Something else we were talking about, because we were talking about, you know, how to JV, building up your JV list is huge, especially if you're going to be launching, you know, on a regular basis, mm-hmm. 3-4 times a year, or mm-hmm. you know, some people launch more than that, but you know, either way, I guess you want a JV email list,
right?
Because you want to have contact information. Excuse me. And one of the things that I really suggest, and I learned this not too long ago myself, but it works out really, really great, is your sales platform, where they go to request their JV link. When they go to request their JV link on their sales platform, whichever platform it is, they have a section in there where you can put a note to the potential JV mm-hmm. and leave a section for them to leave notes for you. So in your notes section, you can tell them, hey, unless we already know you, you know, make sure you give us your contact information.
Right.
In this section, put in your email address, Skype address, whatever, and anything you want. And that way, because even on the JV page where you have the area where you ask them for their email address, a lot of times they won't. But when it comes to doing it there on that JV page on the sales platform, they will. And that just gave you automatic permission to take that email address and add them in to your contact list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not something that I've done. Yeah, that's cool. Interesting. All right. Are there any other things that you can share? Any other ways that you drive traffic for an affiliate promotion?
Let's see. We've went over the JV page, the JV groups.
Oh, something that I was just thinking of before you dive into that. You mentioned creating a video, and video is fantastic for, you know, getting your face. And we've talked about this before, but getting your face in front of your audience and really connecting, and because it is about relationship, like we said. But Facebook videos are so freaking cheap. And I'm not sure if you do this right now, but you can get it's like less than a cent per view, really targeted stuff. You can drop a pixel on your JV page, and then you can send them send people that have come shown interest in your JV page your JV video for less than a cent. And having your face there in front of them really helps. I'm not sure if you do that, but it's seriously
a lot. Yeah, I'm actually.
And not very many people do that.
Yeah, I'm actually glad you brought that up. Yeah, the last 2-3 promotions, I've run video ads.
Okay.
And those were phenomenal. And targeted those in, getting video views. And it's even got it set up to where you can put the link to your JV page where it shows up right at the end of the video.
Oh, really?
That is cool. Yeah, the videos are actually clickable.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah. Okay.
And so you can obviously put the link within the post itself, but then as you're running the video ad, when the video ends, it actually shows up the link. At the end, and they can click right on it.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yep. You can also I just forgot what I was going to say. I'm so on a roll today. No, I was just thinking about sending JV videos. No, it was really, really cool too. Never mind. If I remember, I'll throw in that. Damn it.
Now I'm curious. I'm like, what?
No, it was really cool. Let me think. No, I don't know. It's gone.
You know, the biggest question that I get a lot of the time is where do you find them? Where do you find the JVs?
Yes. Okay.
And the easiest place for me is, well, there's a number of them, but it's normally not in the same spots that everybody else looks. Of course, everybody goes to the Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And sure, you can put the stuff there in the Facebook group, but I like to go over to the members section.
Oh, okay.
That highlights. I mean, some of these groups have like 5,000 people in them. You can sit there and literally just start friending people and don't spam them. Dear God, just don't spam them, but send them a friendly message.
Yeah.
Be social, people, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what it's all about. Just start out that way. Another thing is like the really big launches. All right, there's been a couple of them this week, but they'll post throughout their Facebook timeline, and you can see, because they're making the post about these huge launches that have sold 100,000 or whatnot, you know, people will make, the JVs will come through, and they'll make comments on this launch stuff. Guess who those people are?
These affiliates. And often sometimes people, now it's kind of trendy to tag all of your affiliates into a post, so if there's a launch, they put up like a proof screenshot. If it's just done $100,000 in 12 hours or something, people want to know that sort of stuff. So people will tag in their best affiliates and the people that they want to grab their attention. So yeah, that's like a really good point. Facebook groups and tagging people. Awesome. I remember what I was going to say. Can I dive back to that?
Yes,
and it's so tiny, but I actually think it could be useful, because when we're talking about video marketing and how it's so cheap to just record a video of yourself, even if you're not awesome on video or whatever, just do it because it's worth doing it. But you can import, as you're capturing email lists, you can import those as an extra audience. So if you're not capturing, or if you've had a whole bunch of different launches, you've got all of these JVs that you can use for a targeted audience, and then your clicks and everything are super cheap and insanely targeted. So yeah, I was just going to say, don't forget to export your JV lists from AWeber or wherever you're putting them and import them as a Facebook audience.
Yes.
Yes.
That works. That's how I targeted my audience.
Nice.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'd honestly forgotten about it. But yeah, so especially if you've got that JV list, that email list, that you can pop that right in there for your Facebook ads, and it works perfect.
That is awesome. Do you have any other little hidden tidbits that we might not have covered so far?
I probably do. There's so much.
Oh my gosh. If you're listening on the Seven Figure Furnace and you really want to see, if you think of anything that you can contribute that we haven't covered here, then throw it in the comments. We are more than welcome. Over on the Seven Figure Furnace blog, if you came via iTunes or something and you're not seeing the blog, go to sevenfigurefurnace.com and find us, throw your comments over there, and Delilah and I will be there to answer any questions if you have them. We'll come and meet you and whatever in the comments section. It has been really fantastic having you here, Delilah. I think we'll like wrap it up right now. I'll look forward to seeing you at the next marketing event. I think it's next week. Yeah, we get to catch up.
It is. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I actually get to go to Marketing Mayhem this year.
I know. It's awesome. So I will see you then. And thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Seven Figure Furnace with Cindy Donovan. If you like what you just heard, please share our web address, wildfireconcepts.com, with your friends and colleagues. To catch our previous podcasts packed with more insight from self-made millionaire fire starters, check the archives on our website.
This has been a Wildfire Concepts production.
Join us again at our next edition of Seven Figure Furnace.